Hello and welcome to What Happened Last Night.
So, Kelly, what did happen last night?
Well, all right, let's get started.
Yep.
So, this week we're talking about a topic on everyone's minds at some point in their life at this age range.
Online dating.
Dun, dun, dun. Which has actually become a ubiquitous, if I can use a strong, clever-sounding word like that, part of everyday life, I feel like.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Like, literally, can you imagine dating life right now without Tinder? I mean, you can imagine it, but, like...
Yeah, because it used to exist, like, 6 years ago.
Yeah, but, like, literally, most people have at some point been on Tinder in their
Absolutely.
Life. Or Kelly. Seen of it.
Kelly.
Sorry, we're having...
Any online dates?
Have I been on any online dates?
Yeah.
Before I answer that question, Claire, I have a question for you. Have you ever been on Tinder? Have you ever been on Tinder as a game with a group of guys who include the person that's interested in you, who you dated for 2 weeks and then rejected and stayed friends with, and the person you've been interested in for 5 months and then he rejected you, and you're all on your Tinder together at the same time?
No, that's
because that's what happened to me last night.
Oh my god. Ugh. I understand why we're doing this episode now.
Yes.
Tell me, how did that go?
It was so weird.
Yeah.
It was so fucking weird. I didn't enjoy it at all.
Wait, who's the guy that you...
John was there. John from last episode.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
Paul, the other guy.
I don't know who Paul the other...
Yeah, so here I was with a group of guys who were like, oh, let's do something fun. Let's all go on Tinder together. And it ended up being my Tinder that we were using. So what ended up happening is a group of three guys going through guys for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst one of them probably liked me and I actually liked the other one. And I was like, this sucks because the only person I want to be with is you. Mm-hmm. And here you are, like, rating and recommending other people for me.
Yeah.
A week after we, like, had a conversation where we're like, hey, we're not going to do anything.
Sounds ideal.
Sounds like great fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, get me out of here. But I didn't want to be a party pooper, so I just kept it going. It was fine.
You don't sound distraught about it at all.
No, totally. It was really fun. I'd recommend.
But so you've been on Tinder dates before?
I've been on 2 Tinder dates. Yeah. Huh.
When, yes. Where, what, why, how?
How about you?
I've been on one.
What's your dating profile? Profile, actually. What's your dating profile?
I deleted it.
Right.
But what was it? Oh, it was a picture of me holding a lizard.
Oh, nice. Just one? Just one picture?
Oh, no. I had like 4 or 5. I think the people who post one picture are like weird.
Yeah, they're out.
Yeah.
But are you just on Tinder or also on...
I was on Bumble for a brief while, but Bumble is like women have to initiate all the conversations, which is fine, except that I didn't want to do that.
So. That's a good point, yeah. Smart one.
So then I stopped doing it.
And you've been on a Tinder date.
Yeah.
Alright, so maybe we should ping pong. I'll tell mine, you tell yours, and I'll tell mine again.
That sounds good.
And we can draw some conclusions. Mm-hmm. Alright, my first Tinder date ever was with me and my best friend and roommate sitting on the sofa. We were really bored. And going on Tinder with other people, despite my horrific story of yesterday night...
It's more fun when you're with
really,
other
really
women,
fun.
Yeah.
The woman most, part is kind of a... So we were sitting on the sofa and we were like just judging guys so bad. But we were like, oh my god, no. Like, oh yeah, he's super hot.
Yeah.
And we were both like, all right, let's fucking do it. Like, let's meet up. Let's meet up with these guys. So she had this Brazilian model with like her chest picture, right?
Yeah.
What we thought was he wasn't a model, but he was like, he was Brazilian. He had kind of a cool look on Tinder. Yeah. And I had this Turkish guy, and we both messaged them at exactly the same time. We were like, okay, they both asked us to meet up like straight away. And we were like, okay, let's just do it. So the next, within 2 days of each other, we both went on this date. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about mine first. Okay. So I show up at this cafe. First of all, he like, doesn't look like the pictures. Like he has,
of course not.
So he has quite nice looking pictures, but then in real life he's just kind of just not, you know?
Yeah.
Like Yeah. Just like a slightly uglier version of the pictures. No offense.
I understand.
Right, so I get there, and then we have a coffee, because I thought it, during the day date was safer and less time commitment.
Yeah, I agree.
And then it just totally didn't vibe. Like, the thing is, he started being really open with me, and he was telling me, like, loads of personal stuff. Yeah. Like, he was telling me that his dad had... So his dad died.
Yeah.
And he had this, like, conspiracy theory that the doctor, like, killed him on purpose. Because something with, like, he had pain in his feet. And apparently if you have pain in your feet, you can, like, know that they're going to have a heart attack or something. He was, like, into alternative medicine stuff. So, so he was telling me all this. You just tell you, Claire's face right now is just pure, like...
I'm so confused.
So that was part of it. And then he was telling me that his mum had breast cancer, so she's from Turkey, so she had to go home, and, like, he had to, like, meet his family there and look after his brother and sister while she was gone. Anyway, it was just, like, this whole mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa. And he, didn't ask me any questions about myself.
Yeah.
And I also found him unattractive. So I was like, how do I deal with this situation?
How do I get out of this forever?
So I just left, and I gave him a hug, and he was like, oh yeah, I really want to see you again, right? And then I was like, yeah, sure, at the time. Like, I couldn't, like, reject him to his face. No, I felt just, too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just say it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then I just texted him, and I said, like, sorry, I don't feel like we connected. And he was like, that's such a shame. And then the thing is, he worked in my street, so I had to walk past him.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally every week for, like, the next 2 years.
Wow.
And then at the beginning, we would kind of have stop and have a conversation. And then by the end, I would, like, cross the street to avoid him. So, yeah, that was successful. And let me tell you about my friend's date, right, which was at the same time.
Yeah.
So she ended up also going on a coffee date, which then turned into ice skating, which then turned into dinner, which then turned into her staying at his place.
Wow.
For 2 days. She had a 40-hour date, literally the longest day ever. I was at home like, where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
She's like, he's in the bathroom. I'm only just texting now. And now they're still together 2 years later, together. And that's they're like totally in love.
That's hilarious.
Right.
That's so fucking funny.
And this was, and it ended up that he was half Brazilian and also half English. So he was like, just, I mean, like a, like a normal funny person.
Yeah.
I mean, not that Brazilians can't be, but you know, their English is sometimes a bit sketch.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
And she was thinking like that he was, I don't know, maybe he'll listen to this, so I can't say, maybe. But she was thinking he was going to be just like a hot model type thing, like a fling. And then here they are, basically married.
That's so funny.
Okay, yours in.
Okay, mine was pretty recently, a few months ago.
Mm.
And basically, I've been on like Tinder and whatnot for a couple months at this point, and I was like...
Couple of months?
Yeah.
Wow, like active Tindering for a few months?
No.
It's like messaging people every night, like keeping up the context.
Oh, that's the thing, is I'd been on it for a couple months, but I also didn't actively go on it, like, every day. Like, I didn't have the notifications on, I had it in, like, this obsolete folder in my phone.
Oh my god, that's literally me. And then I forget that I've messaged people, exactly. And they're like, hello,
and then I'm 3 weeks later, I'm like, fuck, I'm so sorry.
So, it's like tucked on like the second page of like a full
it's like so no one can find it, but also so I forget it's there, like
until you're just like desperate.
Yeah,
again.
Exactly. So that's where it was. So I wasn't super actively on it, and basically like for a long time I've been like, I don't really want to meet anyone on Tinder, just not because I don't like, not because of the taboo or whatever, just because it just, strangers, I think it's weird, it just freaks me out.
Right, makes sense.
But finally I was like, I kind of had a realization one day where I was like, I keep saying I want a boyfriend and then doing literally nothing about it, like actively turning away people. So then I was like, I could at least try, like. So I went on this date, like a lot of things lined up well, like he went to the same school as me. And, like...
Same high school?
No, same college.
Oh. I don't know why that matters. Irrelevant. Please continue.
He, like... just, like, was pretty direct with it. Like, was like, oh, you seem funny. I think I'm funny. Like...
I think I'm funny.
Or he was like, it sounds like we think the same way. Like, we should go on a date and see if that pans out. And I was like, okay, yeah. Like, just a lot of things lined up for me to be able to say yes. Anyways, I said yes.
Break down the barriers.
I go on the date. Also, coffee date, middle of the day. Classic. I show up, like, 5 minutes before him, I would say. So, I have enough time to, like, grab a coffee and sit down. And I'm waiting for him. And he shows up. He shows up and I see him. And I was like, yeah. Just still slightly less attractive than his pictures. And also...
Oh my God, I wonder if people say that when they see me. They're like, oh yeah, you're just slightly more ugly than I thought you would be.
That's why I only put really realistic photos of me.
That's what I think.
I put, like, genuinely unattractive pictures of me. So whoever's swiping when they see me in person, they're like, oh shit, okay.
Exactly, yeah, I should do that probably.
Yeah, but, so he shows up, and I was like, oh my God, he's short. I was like, he's so short.
The killer.
Like, I didn't know how short he was, because I was sitting and he was standing, but I was like, he's short. So we used to go get his coffee, and it was in, like, a different room that he ordered the coffee or whatever. And I just started cracking up. And I text my roommate, like, the only person who knew I was going on this date. And I was like, he's so fucking short. I cannot stop laughing. Like, this is so mean, but it's so funny.
So tell me this, because when I was on Tinder with... my suitored ex-suitors yesterday, they were really confused why girls don't like short guys. I mean, no offense, short guys, but, like, I've had the same reaction to someone who is a lot smaller than me, I have to say.
The thing is, but it's when they're smaller than you. Like, I'm not a big person. I'm 5'4", and I stood up, and this guy was at least an inch shorter than me.
Yeah.
And it's just not attract. Also...
But, like, why?
Okay, but the thing is, he didn't have other stuff going for him, you know? He just wasn't attractive enough. He wasn't, like, buff enough. Because, you know, when you're short, you kind of, like, work out to, like, make up for it in that sense.
So bad.
I know. But he didn't do that. He didn't have any of that. Like, I'll look at shorter guys and I'll be like, yeah, like... Yeah, you're attractive, like, it doesn't bother me. But they also have other stuff going for them that makes up for their height, and this guy did not have
that. What about funniness? That can make up for it.
He wasn't funny. He had a good sense of humor. Funny. No, he had a good sense of humor, but he wasn't funny.
Didn't make you pee with laughter?
No, he did not make me pee with laughter. He actually didn't make me laugh at all. Because he didn't make any jokes.
That's not good.
He just laughed at all of my jokes, which I was like, that's already step number one, thank you.
Thank you. You passed the first test.
I guess I'll keep you around for an hour. We can finish this date. It's okay.
I'm not going to, like, down my coffee and run out.
Exactly. But, like, no, he was, like, nice enough. I was so physically unattracted to him that it just wasn't a barrier that I could overcome.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, it is sometimes, you know, where you're just like, you're shorter than I want you to be, but it's not the end of the world. But for him, it was the end of the world.
Literally, the end of your shared
Literally
world.
The end of our shared world.
So how did you end it? What did you send?
Well, I didn't send anything. At the end, he was like, we should do this again. But it was also right before winter break. Classic.
The killer of all relationships.
Winter break, we got a month of cool down period. Then we came back and neither of us texted the other, and thank God for that. So I didn't feel like it was necessary for me to be like, sorry.
Yeah, no.
Unprompted, but our date didn't go that well and I don't want to see you again. Bye.
Oh, you're too short for me. See ya. Yeah. Oh no, that would break his confidence forever. But yeah, okay. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well told.
Yeah, I liked it. Thanks. But it was a good experience.
Yeah, I agree. It's always a good experience.
Yeah.
Even when it's shit.
Yeah. And it's, worst case, it's just a funny story.
or a waste of time.
But still a funny story.
Yeah, true. Alright, so I actually forgot about one. Which is the
She's
most...
She's been on three Tinder dates,
guys. Which is the most important one.
Yeah.
This was a successful Tinder date to the max. Like, it was as well as it could have been. But I don't know if it's cheating, because I already knew him.
Hmm. Tell it anyways.
Okay. So both of the other two included a lot of alcohol.
Mm.
Which definitely substantially improved
Wait,
the experience.
Even the Turkish man?
No, the other two.
The other two. Turkish, okay.
Yeah. So there was one, I'm going to tell the semi-successful one first.
Yeah.
All right, semi-successful guy. English guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like me.
Mm-hmm.
From the same area of
Crazy.
The city, living in a different city where we studied.
Wow.
And we were like, it was kind of funny. We had like a shared cultural experience. Mm-hmm. He was kind of, you know, banterous, as hilarious English people can be, you know?
Yeah. Hilarious.
So we
English
just went
people.
For beers.
Yeah.
And then he was like, let's go somewhere else. And we first went to just like a nice cafe. And then he was like, I know the cheapest beers in the city, right? And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So we go there. Classic English style. We drink like 5 pints each. So we're basically lathered by the end. We're like, okay, we're pretty drunk.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to sleep with him because I'd literally just met him.
Yeah. No,
but
I
we
understand.
Kind of vibed quite well. And then it was snowing and we kissed in the snow.
I love
it's pretty
kissing
romantic.
In the snow.
It was, oh, I know. Wow,
don't
that sounded
like
way
that.
Too sexual. Yeah, and then he just didn't text me, I think.
Mm.
The thing is, I didn't really find him that attractive. Like, he had a weird face.
Maybe he also thought you had a weird face.
Maybe, yeah. But then the weird thing is that 6 months later, he texted me like, hey, and this was like peak cuffing season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So for anyone uninitiated, cuffing season is the winter time when everyone is just looking
for...
No,
it's the fall,
is
right
it?
Before the winter.
Okay, so it's when it starts getting cold and everyone's like, I just need something warm.
Yes, and usually it's another human that they choose.
Yeah. So he texted me and he was like, hey, I actually really enjoyed our date and I'm so sad that I just let it slide. Will you give me another chance? As in, like, would you go out with me again?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure. Didn't reply to that either, and I was like, you're the worst. Oh no. And then I was like, oh yeah, I forgot what you look like though, can you send me a picture? They sent me a picture and I was like, yeah, no. Well, you also didn't pursue.
I remember you've told me this story before, but I didn't get the full context, and I like the full context now.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was semi-successful.
Yeah,
very successful.
Is well, not very, because you're
the
not
third
still
one.
Dating him.
No. Yes, that's true. But, like, for how a Tinder date
no,
could
I'm
go,
kidding. Yeah, you're
it's
right.
Pretty
true.
Awesome.
True.
So, I met him at a rowing club that I joined in my first year of university.
Rowing?
I rowed.
Really?
Yeah, for 2 months. I was shit.
Oh, okay.
You were like, really? But in my country, it's a bit different. It has a different thing. It's not like an early morning thing. It's more of like a drinking society and sport on the side than this place.
Interesting.
So it's more of like a also for fun social activities.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he was like an introduction week leader.
Mm.
So he couldn't interact. Like he was leading the thing with like a team. He couldn't interact with us like plebs, you know, like all the new people who were uninitiated.
Yeah.
They kind of got shat on a little bit. Like we went on this weekend away and we had to like run laps around around the barn and shit like that. Really didn't like that hierarchy thing, but like that was kind of part of it a little bit.
Yeah.
So, and I was like instantly found him really attractive.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, you're so hot.
Yeah.
And I, in classic Kelly and Claire style, I showed my interest, right?
Really?
Like when we had dances, I would like go up and talk to him. And one time we were dancing together and we nearly kissed, but we didn't.
Romance.
And then when we left, it was like the last week of the introduction period.
Yeah.
We had a big party. And then we were all wearing shirts that you could write stuff on. And I like wrote on his shirt and he was like, yeah, I'm not going to be rowing after this. And I was like, I'd be really sad if you didn't come back. And then later I was like, damn, I should have written my number on his shirt.
Yeah.
I'm so sad about this.
You should have.
But then he was like, yeah, I'll think about it. Anyway, I found out later he had a girlfriend at the time.
Mm.
And he told me later that I was kind of one of his, like, the one that got away thing.
Ooh.
I was like, what the hell? I thought I was totally coming on to you with, like, no reciprocation. Yeah. So, yeah, I was kind of sad about it, but obviously, you know, moved on with my life.
Yeah.
And then I was on Tinder one night whilst my best friend and roommate was with her new Tinder guy. Just saying. And then I found him on Tinder, and I was like, oh my god, what are the chances? Literally, I sent a screenshot to like three of my best friends.
Yeah.
I was like, wow! And, okay, I don't know if I've told anyone this, and I don't know if I should say it publicly, but I bought a super like for this guy. Because I wanted him to find me in the stack, because otherwise he might never find me. Yeah. Like, they show you the people who super liked you. So I bought a super like, right? Which cost me like €5
because you 5 euros
because you have to buy 5 at once. You can't buy just one.
Oh my god!
So yeah, and it worked. I got super like. He liked me, and then we started chatting. I very quickly moved it off Tinder. I was like, oh yeah, I don't really use this app.
Give me your number. Thank you.
And then I gave him my number, and I was pretty flirty, and I was like, we were talking about this special kind of beer, and I was like, well, let's go drink it. Like, how about Friday? Right? So we did. And it was a really fun day. It was really fun. We just, like, talked for hours, and I was already going into that day being like, I have to kiss him. Like, it's my number one goal.
Yeah.
Even if he's, like, the most boring person ever. Like, this is kind of like...
My God.
My dream from freshman year. Right? Like, I have to do it. But then we actually got on really well, talked for hours, and then we were both had, I think, we had a lot, we had quite a lot of beer. And then we were by a river, we walked along the river, and then at the end of the river we kissed.
Wow.
And then I told him afterwards, I was like, hey, like, after we kissed, I was like, hey, you know, I was, like, really into you. He was like, I know, classic.
Yeah.
He's like, I know, and then he was like, I had a girlfriend, but, you know, now it's all good. And that was that. Wow.
How long did you...
5 months just before I moved to this place where I am now with you.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't really want to get into that in this Tinder podcast.
Yeah.
Because that was post-Tinder.
Yeah.
But Tinder brought us together.
Wow.
Again.
How cute.
I know. What a weird chance. Like, if I hadn't been on Tinder that night, we would have never met again. Probably.
Probably.
So what are our... Tinder thoughts apart from this? What do you think it's doing to modern life? Kind of a big question.
Yeah, that is kind of a big question. Let's move it to a smaller question, because that's just, like, too much for me to think about right now.
Okay. Would you have sex with the Tinder guy on the first date?
No.
Really?
Yeah, really.
The same.
I mean, I don't want to say, like, no for sure, because anything could happen, but I just tend to try not to have... sex with anyone on the first date.
Yeah. What was your question?
How do you feel about meeting people on Tinder? Like, because it's a big question, like, with your relationship. I mean, your relationship didn't really count, but with your friend who met her boyfriend on Tinder. Like, does she tell people that she met him on Tinder?
No, I don't think so. I also have a cousin who met her husband on Tinder.
Mm.
They don't tell people they met on Tinder.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a stereotype thing, isn't it? But it's... How do I feel about meeting... I don't know. I find it weird because they're so contextless.
Yeah.
Like, you know nothing about them. And I think that can also make it more hard to tell if you find them attractive or make them more unattractive.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I find someone attractive, like, in context. Like, I see how they behave around their friends, which is really important, actually, for, like, how attractive I find someone.
I agree. No, I agree.
Like, how they behave around other people. Yeah. Whereas when you meet on Tinder, it's just the two of you, and suddenly there's this, like, person in front of you with this huge history and background and, like, all these relationships in their life, and you know nothing, and you have to find it all out. Just through that, like, one conversation in a bar or a cafe. It's so weird. It's actually so weird.
Yeah.
Like, you know nothing about them. It's like a complete stranger.
Because I feel like for me, Tinder, like, meeting someone on a social media app, or no, like, a dating app online, like, just kind of immediately sexualizes the relationship.
Mm.
Which I don't know that is, like, the best for me.
Yeah, I think meeting people in real life is just so much better.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. But then, I don't know, like, sometimes, like, the thing that me and my friend were in when we were just on Tinder for fun
mm-hmm.
is kind of like when you're studying, you can get into like a routine and you have your friends and mm-hmm. you, like all the time you have, free time you have when you're not studying, you want to spend with your actual friends.
Yeah.
Because you haven't seen them in a while, yeah. you know? So you kind of just end up keeping up your own friendships
mm-hmm.
and maybe not mingling as much as you'd like to.
Yeah.
That's and then you like true. Don't meet anyone. Yeah. You just don't.
No, I know.
It's going to be so much worse when you're older, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, for freaking working. Sure. Like, even my first year at college, I would, like, go out and go to parties and whatnot. But now I'm such an old lady.
And, like, imagine when you're working, though. Like, your pool must reduce so much.
Yeah, like, but at the same time, when you're working, like, you kind of get to leave your work at work a lot, like, more than I think students do, necessarily.
Mm.
And
but there's so much less parties and stuff to meet people.
But there's bars. Like, I go to parties because...
But, like, meet strangers at bars? Do people
know.
Do that?
I think a lot of people do that in America. I don't know if it's, like, necessarily the...
Yeah. Yeah.
In Europe, I don't know if they do that as much.
Yeah, I guess in pubs and stuff.
Mm, yeah. But, okay, so if you were ever in a relationship that started purely off Tinder, would you tell people that you met on Tinder? Or would you make up something?
I probably would, to be honest. Well, I can't say, but...
I don't think it matters.
I think it'd be funny.
Yeah. like, oh, we met on Tinder. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Although I do feel like people would judge you. Right? Wouldn't they?
But yeah, so but many, then the beauty of it is they judge you, but you come out the winner anyways, because you're like, okay, it's fine. I'm still in a relationship with a person that I genuinely enjoy.
And a lot of people meet on Tinder nowadays. Yeah. You know? Just like a thing.
Yeah. Like, I don't think there's anyone that can say that they haven't been on a Tinder date before.
Yeah, there is. Loads of people.
Okay. But a lot of people like have, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, a lot of people have.
So, like, they're not really going to judge you, because, like, they... had to have been open to the idea to have gone on the date in the first place.
Yeah, 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 true. So how many... Do you, like, actually go on Tinder looking for a relationship? Or would you also be up for something casual?
I don't really go on Tinder looking for anything. I go looking to escape from the boredom. Like, I go, like, as a picture, I'm like...
You mean to escape
like, they look
loneliness.
Interesting. Yeah. To escape crippling loneliness. Nail on the head, there you go. But, no, like, I don't ever really look for a relationship. Like, that's
yeah, to
why
be honest,
it's useless for me. Cause
your
like,
like, my expectations are so low, they are not even there. I'm just like, I don't know. I just like looking at your
I
face.
I just don't like,
that's
yeah.
the only reason
I
swipe right
exactly.
at you.
Exactly. Like, I don't like, because... Like, all those fucking Tinder conversations make me want to, like, die. They're so just weird. They always take a weird turn at some point. And then you're just like, why? Why? Like, one time I was just, like, chatting with this guy, and it had gone on over, like, I don't even know how long. Maybe a couple days. And it's, like, a Wednesday at... 9:30 p.m. And he's like, what are you doing right now? And I was like, oh, I think I'm gonna watch a movie. And he's like, oh, cool, I'm watching a movie, you should come over.
And I was yeah, like, man, that's nice and forward if you've already been talking for a few days.
Yeah, but I was personally, as I said, I don't like meeting straight. I have, like, guidelines. I'm gonna meet you in the day and we're gonna go for coffee. Like, I'm not going to okay, go to your yeah. house at 9:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. Like, when I have class the next day, when I have things to do.
Mm.
Like, also, me, like, going to someone's house, it just, like, feels way too sexual.
Yeah.
Like,
that's...
How do I come out of that
I mean,
situation
watching a
not
movie,
having sex?
You'd have to, like, physically push
exactly.
him off you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I didn't want that. And he was also like, we can watch Good Will Hunting together and cry. And I was like, I don't want to cry with you. I don't want to cry with a stranger. Like, I'm... No.
Wow, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Anyways. I was talking at this Tinder session last night. There was just a guy who was also, like, straight away, like, hey, what are you doing right now? It's like, and then we would just joke around with him, like, I'm eating hummus, you know? And then we just, everything he said, we, like, related back to hummus. He was like, can I come over right now? We're like, let me ask the hummus. I'm going to get back to you. And he just totally wasn't getting the joke. He was like, every time I was like, let me ask the hummus. And he was like, okay, I'll wait. Like, not funny.
But, I mean, at the same time, like, that he was willing to put up with that, I don't know.
He wasn't. No. He was not even joking back. Mm. He had in his bio in huge letters, like, casual sex only.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I didn't choose to swipe on him. This was one of
the guys. I'm not saying that you did.
Yeah.
Oh, is there anything in a bio that immediately turns you off and makes you say no?
Ooh, good question.
Because I have some stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you go first because I need to think about it.
I really dislike when guys put how tall they are.
Well, I like that. I need to know.
I don't.
What? That's how you end up in the situation. I'm getting on the date with this too small guy.
You're right. But I hate how they say, like, 6 foot, if that matters.
That's the funniest thing. Like,
fuck you. Just try to put it on me if it matters.
If they do they ever just say 6 foot without saying, if that matters?
Yeah, they never do. They're always just like, 6'3", if that matters.
Oh, no, it's casual. Doesn't matter to me.
It's just my height, like, no big deal.
But to be honest, that's the bad thing, because it does matter, because you and I have both rejected
because
people
he was
for being
5'3".
Yeah, for being smaller than us.
If he's 5'8 and above, like a regular sized human, I don't care.
Hey, don't diss on small guys.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm 100% am, but he also just didn't have anything going for him otherwise.
Right, yeah, but like,
as we said before.
Okay. True, okay. Alright, so the height thing, anything else?
Yeah, there's some weird stuff. I mean, like...
Okay, so I don't like it if they're, like, straight away showing their desperateness.
Yes.
Like, if they're straight away, like, I really like cuddles. Like, I really I like cuddling, but, like, yeah. I'm not going to put it in my description. Like, yeah. I don't even know you.
I don't like when they do, like...
And that totally turns me off. I'm just like, ugh. Like, I'm not going to be that, like, you don't even know me. Yeah. Like, I don't want to fit into that.
I don't like when all of their pictures are them... standing in front of their bathroom mirror, and it's just
seven different bathroom
selfies, but like in different outfits. And like,
that's
you took
so
this out on a different day, but stop.
Like, isn't it fun when you see the pictures and you see like a good one and you're like, oh yeah, he's quite nice looking. And you flick through them and you kind of zoom in a bit more and you're like, ah, that's the real them. Though.
Yeah.
That's the real
that's
them.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
But you'll still take a screenshot of only the first picture and send it to your friends. And be like, so? I'm going on a date with him. They're like, he's so cute. And then you see him in real life and you're like, what the fuck?
Also, whenever they mention, like, guns or...
Oh my god,
or,
yeah.
Guns or... This is a US-specific thing.
Yeah.
When the, guns or liking meats or, like, being into cars, I'm just like...
Oh, when they have the pictures of their cars on their thing, I'm like, bye.
Like, standing
like,
on the car.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably the main things.
That's, but okay, that's the thing that I don't like about Tinder, is that there's so much choice, and there's so much choice to say no, and I don't like a lot of things, so I'll say no to a lot of people.
Oh my god, same.
But
what's your success rate?
If I met them in person, and I'd gotten to know their personality first, like, there's a lot more that I would let slide. Like,
yeah.
I don't like it when guys smoke, but the guy that I liked last quarter, he smoked.
Yeah, so you wouldn't use it as a criteria
yeah.
if you met them.
I did. Yeah. I didn't. I was like, he's a really freaking nice guy, and I'm really attracted to him.
And
he smokes, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'd say I swipe yes. This is like the so bad, but like 1 in 20.
Yeah.
Like 1 in 20 is my like probably.
Sometimes
about,
I'll just go on rages where I just swipe no for everyone without even looking at them.
The thing is, the swiping part is the most fun.
I know.
Let's all admit, that's it's just a game.
It is 100%
it's a game, and then when you get to the chatting part, usually you just kind of stop there, and occasionally, when you like actually might want to meet up with someone, you would chat, right?
Yeah.
But like, the swiping's the best part.
I know.
And it's also addictive.
It is.
It's insanely
I'll just
addictive.
Sit there doing nothing, and then I'm like, swipe, 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 swipe.
My finger.
Sugar rush. Yeah. Like, literally, I get oxytocin
they do that,
from
they,
it.
That, what genius who invented that.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, that's not... I think they have to know that that's
well, they must
also
be sad
not
for people,
set up a lot of relationships.
Must be sad for people who don't get matches and swipe. Like, carefully swipe people as well.
One time... Okay. This is gonna sound super fucking stalkery. But say
get ready, people.
So, I was on Bumble. And... Oh, I was on Bumble because my roommate had been on Bumble. And she goes, oh my god, Tree Trunk Legs is on here. And I had really wanted to see his profile. Right. Because I was like, what the fuck did he put on this thing? So she was like, it's too late. He's already gone. I haven't swiped on him. So I fucking made an account. And I spent two whole days.
Days? I thought you were going to say hours.
No, it's worse than that. I spent two whole days like a straight up psycho. Swiping yes on everyone because I was so scared of swiping no on him that I just swiped yes on everyone.
Oh god.
I got like 300 or 400 matches.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, this is so many. I think guys just swipe yes to everyone.
Yeah, some people do.
And, like, I had, like, so many guys, like, extend their time with me, because on Bumble, if you don't message someone within 24 hours, then your match, like, disappears. And I had so many guys, like, extend their time with me, and by so many, I mean, like, a good 15. And I was like, this is so sweet of you, but I'm on here because I'm a fucking psycho.
Did you find him?
The worst part is I gave it over to my roommate to do some swiping because I was like, I'm done. This is a waste of my time. I need to do something else with my life. So I let her take over the swiping for me. And she swiped yes on him and I didn't even get to see his profile.
No.
Literally.
No.
And I was like, that's the biggest waste of my time.
I can't believe you didn't see it.
I know.
That's the saddest story ever.
I know.
Oh.
So I'm a psycho. But yeah, that's how that went.
Well, that was a great way to end this.
Yeah. But I think he like said one of those really gross generic things. Have you ever seen that? Like, we can say we met at Whole Foods.
Or like quotes from like, greatest person ever, like my mom.
I actually think those are funny.
But they're all the same.
Yeah, I know. But if they're like a little bit different.
Or like their hobbies are like, likes, traveling, movies,
oh, shut up,
and
yeah,
drinking beer, and you're like, mm-hmm, you are literally like every person in the world,
yeah,
if you put that as your hobbies.
Yeah.
Like, how
except
is this meant
me,
to help me distinguish?
I don't like to drink
me.
Beer.
I don't know. It's just funny.
Yeah, I know.
Or things with their pets, like a lot of guys have, like because of this Tinder
yeah,
thing, it was kind
of
present.
A lot of like
yesterday.
Women like pets.
But they put a lot of pictures of their dogs on.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Just their dogs. Not even them. It's just their dogs.
And I'm like, I don't like dogs, so you're
thank out. You! Okay, really controversial opinion because so many people love dogs.
Yeah.
But I don't care about
yeah, I don't
dogs.
Care about your dog.
I don't.
So if you're going to put it on Tinder, then I'll be like...
Like, it has to have your face on it. Or And, then
and
they,
also...
Like, in their thing, they're like, gotta love my dog.
Oh my
and
god,
I'm like,
I hate
like, swipe
that.
No on me. I don't. I'm not gonna love your dog.
I'm not gonna love your
I'll
dog
like
any more than
tolerate
I like any
it.
Of the dog.
Yeah. I'm gonna call so it true. Dog for the next 3 years. Like, it's not something you want.
Yeah, and then
with.
They're probably just expecting girls to message them, like, cute dog.
Yes. I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Yes.
I'm not dating
so
your dog,
annoying.
I'm dating you, so.
Yeah. So annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway. Tinder. I mean, it does create some excitement in life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a little boost.
To be honest, the only time I go on Tinder is A, when a guy I like isn't texting me back, and I'm like annoyed with him, so I'm like, alright.
Revenge. Let me fucking see how many matches I
no,
can
this is
get.
Not if I'm not someone I'm in a relationship with, but just
yeah.
someone who is like, I like and it's like ignoring me or something.
No,
I'm
I
like,
know.
Okay. And the only other time is when I've, like, recently... Or when I'm bored, you know, but that was, like, what usually when I've, like, recently single or not liking anyone. And it's, like, let's have a look. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, an active Tinder user at all.
Yeah, I know. I constantly am back and forth between, like, should I download it or should I delete it? Now it's deleted off my phone.
Are you back on?
No.
I'm also thinking I should delete it.
Yeah.
It's unhealthy. The swiping part, I mean.
Yeah. Because I, like, kind of... I've been listening to this podcast where these women, like, were raving about this app called Hinge.
Oh, I've heard of that. What's yeah. that?
Yeah. I think it's, like, just a lot more, like, directed and they're, like... We, like, choose the people that you're going to see based on we think that you will get along.
And then you have to, like, fill out a profile?
Mm-hmm. You have to fill out, like, a profile. Oh. And I was kind of doing it, and I was like, this feels like too much. Like, this feels like I'm so actively putting myself out there.
And it also feels like what, like, 40-year-olds do.
Yeah. So then I deleted it. And I deleted it, like, a minute after I downloaded it, and then I deleted Tinder because I was like... Like, I'm not going to do this thing halfway. Like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And if I'm not, I'm going to not.
Yeah,
so I just got rid of both.
So you're on an online dating hiatus.
Yes.
Cool.
Yep. Hoping to meet someone drunk at a party.
The best way. That is the best way, though.
Yeah.
YOLO. What?
I've actually never met anyone drunk at a party.
Really? You're missing out.
Well, I guess I have, but it never panned into anything. Like, we made out and we exchanged numbers and then...
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that concludes our thoughts on Tinder. Literally just us ranting about Tinder, basically.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed. Let us know your thoughts about Tinder.
Not in the comment. I mean, can you comment on this stuff?
You can say it out loud, and we'll
we'll hear it through the ethos. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Good night.